Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Jenny Swanson, the owner and senior housing advisor with Assisted Living Advisors, as she talks with us about how she helps seniors work through the maze of acronyms and facilities in trying to find the right community for them. Plus, Republican State Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay talks about investing in Wisconsin parks, and Governor Evers kicks off June Dairy Month. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with Jenny Swanson, as I mentioned, the owner and senior housing advisor with Assisted Living Advisors. It's an organization she started after she worked with the elderly population in assisted living and memory care communities. She started Assisted Living Advisors 5 years ago after seeing a much-needed service in western Wisconsin for supporting our seniors and their families through the maze of senior living. On top of having experience with assisted living and memory care, Swanson also has experience with home health and hospice. She's been in healthcare in the area for so long that she's made very meaningful connections with people throughout the community who also serve our elderly population. Well, I spoke with her Friday. I began by asking, so you founded this, you created it, Jenny. What did you see as the need that led you to do that?
Well, I worked in senior living communities for over 15 years. And when giving tours in the communities that I was working with, it was apparent that people really needed support during that time because it's very stressful. And when they're touring, they aren't really sure what to be looking for or what questions to be asking. And there are some really important things to make sure that get asked and get looked over when choosing a community. And so that is why I started this service for seniors and their families who are looking for placement.
And how long ago did you start it?
Just over 5 years ago.
And what's been the response?
It's been wonderful. The families that I help are always very grateful for the services, and it's been really well received in the communities.
So the question, if people go to assistedadvisors.com, they'll see on the right side of the page, it says, are you or a loved one looking for senior living options in western Wisconsin? Making the decision to transition to an assisted living community can be overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. Kind of, if you're somebody who's never done that before, you're presented, it seems, with a wide variety of choices and options that can feel overwhelming, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so what I like to do is help narrow those options down by getting together, meeting one-on-one if possible, or we can do it over the phone, but asking those questions that can narrow those options down and make it less stressful, like, do you have an activated power of attorney? Knowing the answer to that question can eliminate some options, and it can save time from going and touring a community that isn't an option for you.
Yeah. And so how many questions do you have in total that you ask to kind of figure things out with folks?
Well, I have a lot. It's really what it really looks like is sitting down and getting to know the person and what they're really wanting out of an assisted living or any type of senior living community. So, you know, maybe to somebody, food is important. So let's find a place that has a culinary department. Maybe it's activities. Let's find a place that has a very strong activity program, and maybe they have a bus that they go out in community and do activities and events in the community. So it's really just trying to get to know the person as best as I can.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it seems like, I mean, we hear about, 10,000 people a day turning 60 or 62, what have you. I mean, it just is a huge, huge number. Maybe it's even bigger than that as the baby boomers age and people living longer. And so this is really more important than ever to get this figured out, right?
It definitely is. And it's always important to make sure to start looking before you need it. I get a lot of comments, well, I don't need assisted living right now. But it's important to just have that as a backup plan. If something happened to me, And I needed even a short-term stay somewhere. Where would I want to go?
Yeah. And so, and also there's just a growing number of options as more and more business people have created facilities, even here in Western Wisconsin, to help take advantage of the fact that there are so many people looking for some of these variety of options.
Yes, absolutely. Like, there's always new communities being built to meet the demand for our elderly people in the community. And I think we're really lucky in the Chippewa Valley area to have such a strong community in senior living for people to choose from that can really tailor to their specific needs.
Talking to Jenny Swanson, founder and director of Assisted Living Advisors. And if you go to assistedadvisors.com, you can access their information, assistedadvisors.com. And you say there that whether people are interested in assisted living, memory care, or senior apartments, a senior advisor has the resources and the connections to help the person on the other end of the phone, to help them find the most suitable options.
Exactly.
Now, that varies quite a bit, right? I mean, sometimes you might just need assisted living. Maybe you're like, the big thing it seems that's at play here, Jenny, is freedom. Like, you've had a lot of freedom with, let's just say you've been either owning a home or renting, and then you've been driving yourself. And so, but maybe as your skills and abilities and capabilities decline as you get older, is assisted living, is that kind of just kind of getting your toes in the water a little bit?
It is. And there's different levels of assisted living where you can be completely independent, but just not want to mow the lawn anymore, or do, you know, the snow removal, and have an option of having meals made for you. But it is really all up to you as an individual. How much help do you want? Or do you want to be completely independent?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of get rid of some of those tasks that maybe you just don't want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then, so how is that similar or different to senior apartments?
Well, the senior apartments would be, they would get rid of those same tasks, but they're a bit more independent where they're not staffed 24/7.
Uh-huh. Now, memory care obviously gets more serious. For years, I don't know, old school, but I mean, just kind of, you just heard that there was nursing home, and we'll grandma or grandma go into a nursing home. But we've seen a rise, obviously, in things that are, you know, maybe predecessors, you know, not going that far. And one of the things, too, more and more memory care facilities, right?
Oh, absolutely. It seems that memory cares are tending to be the busiest community setting in the area because it is a need, for sure. And the memory care communities can provide such an elaborate amount of care. Sometimes people think, oh, I need to go straight to a nursing home. And what they don't understand is how far the memory care communities have come with the services that they can provide. So they can really do the full care needs, including, you know, Hoyer lists, feeding, bathing, helping in the bathroom, all of those things, and working with hospice agencies through end of life.
So something... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, nope. I was just going to say, so it really does encompass aging in place.
So one of the things I didn't... There's assisted living, senior apartments, memory care, but RCAC is a residential care apartment complex. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so that is one of the types of assisted living that will have 24/7 staffing available, but you're going to be living in more of an apartment type living in that within the community. So they will generally still do the three meals a day and snacks in between, but you have more of an apartment feel still and are probably a little bit more towards the independent side. Maybe just need a little bit of help throughout the day. That's generally what you'll see in an RCAC.
Mm-hmm. When does somebody know it's time for assisted living?
Well, generally, if you're seeing things such as falls, social isolation, missed medications. Those are definitely big items. When you see those things happening, you should definitely be looking.
And so if I go to assistedadvisors.com, assistedadvisors.com, it's a very user-friendly site, and I'll be treated to some different things. But after people check your site, they can contact you, I presume, right, via email or just give you a call?
Exactly. Yep. The email goes directly to me, and the phone number on my website is the 715-210-4066, and that is my direct number.
Mm-hmm. And again, your services for anybody calling are completely free.
Yes, always.
That's fantastic. And your advisors, again, can help people determine their the best situation for them, senior living community, and assist with finding home health agencies, skilled nursing homes, hospice, elder law attorneys, and a whole lot more.
Absolutely.
And you can walk people through just not only all those different options that you mentioned, from activities to the food, but also the very significant concern of cost.
Yes. If there needs to be some support finding ways to pay for assisted living, that we have wonderful resources in the area through the ADRC. People might qualify for a veterans benefit. There's a lot of different ways to find help in paying for senior living communities.
Terrific. Well, Jenny, thanks so much for the service you're providing. It's been important, and I think it'll only continue to get probably even more important. There's probably even more options and challenges out there, but a growing number of us living longer and longer, and I'm really glad you created this service.
Yes, it's been wonderful, and thank you for your time and asking such great questions.
Jenny Swanson, again, owner and senior housing advisor with Assisted Living Advisors. You can learn more at assistedadvisors.com, assistedadvisors.com. They're dedicated to helping seniors find the best new home in an assisted living community based right here in Western Wisconsin. Your local advisor can give you the peace of mind of knowing that your loved one is in a safe home and receiving the very best care. If you want to call Jenny, you can at 715-210-4066, 210-4066. Meanwhile, in this week's Republican radio address, Senator Rob Cowles talks about investing in Wisconsin state parks. The Green Bay Republican says the legislature's worked hard to help Wisconsinites maximize their use of the annual state parks pass and improve park experiences.
Starting in 2025, an annual state parks pass will be valid for 12 months after you purchase it. Currently, parks passes expire on December 31 and cost the same regardless of the date of purchase.
Cowles says
this change creates a better value for you and your family, giving you more chances to discover the wonders of Wisconsin state parks.
Cowles says the 2023 state budget invested over $50 million in parks building projects and general operations and maintenance to improve experiences in our state parks. Cowles says get out there and explore Wisconsin this summer in our wonderful state parks. And finally, in his weekly radio address, Democratic Governor Tony Evers kicks off June Dairy Month. Evers highlights investments made to bolster Wisconsin's multi-billion dollar dairy industry. He says last year's budget included efforts to support producers by increasing dairy processor grants by $300,000 each year.
I've signed legislation to advance our state's agricultural export program, including funding explicitly targeted at promoting dairy products.
Evers says,
and we're helping making sure folks like our farmers and producers have reliable roads to transport their goods and supplies safely and securely from point A to point B with our new agricultural road improvement program, too.
Evers says his administration has also invested in projects like the Dairy Innovation Hub and the Center for Dairy Research at UW-Madison.
Nobody does dairy like we do, and we will continue to support this industry to ensure its growth and success for future generations. Because in America's Dairyland, dairy is part of our DNA as Wisconsinites. It's part of our way of life.
Governor Evers closes by saying,
so this June Dairy Month and every month, I encourage folks to pick up their favorite ice cream, milk, cheese, cottage cheese, you name it, and support the hardworking dairy farmers across our state.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Recapping, we heard earlier from the owner and senior housing advisor with Assisted Living Advisors, Jenny Swanson, trying to help seniors navigate the maze of acronyms and facilities as they try to find the right place for them, the right fit for them, housing-wise. Again, learn more at assistedadvisors.com, assistedadvisors.com. Also, at the tail end of the program, Republican State Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay on the importance of investing in our state parks. Get out there and enjoy them this summer. And Governor Evers helping to kick off June Dairy Month. All on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.